population. What would you tell me?
I'd say, well, probably did. Did you find his first name, or did you know where he is from? Mm-hmm. And if he said Birmingham, I'd say, well, yeah, he's kin to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I have got kinfolk and brother in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. What if
one or two in Montgomery.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I met him in California or something? He wasn't
really. Well, probability, and that is true, as far as I know, that's right, there's no dog. And by our old wisdom,
mm-hmm.
I know I'll live there.
Yeah. So you say he's.
Different set of dogs.
What?
I say that's a different set of dogs.
Different set of dogs?
Yeah.
What would you call somebody like me, you know, that came in from the city, you know, never been here before? What kind of a person would you call me? What kind of a name would you call me? Well, not a, you know, a bad name, but...
Well, I'd say that's a friend of mine from Atlanta.
Okay.
That's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference how far I came?
No.
Just I'm in front of yours.
That's okay. Right. I'd say that old boy's a good old boy. He's been by here several times. He's from Atlanta or Columbus, Georgia, where he might be from.
Mm-hmm. What if I came from a different country?
Well, I'd say he's from so and so, like on television last night on this show that they have Arthur off. Tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
Now you see, last night they had some Indians on there from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call, if somebody wasn't from this country, would you call them a foreigner?
Well, not altogether, mm-hmm. because part of that has been said like last night, you know. A man come in from some other place. Say, for instance, it happened here not too long ago. Sort of stopped here, and he was from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Well, he'd been in this country about 20 years ago. And, the only difference in the man, he was a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
As far as his age, he was holding his age wonderful. And talked to him a little bit. He had a different voice from the natural American people. And of course, I knew it, and I said, well, be honest about it, and it would be disgrace and shameful about it. I says, he's a half Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the Indian sign.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me the names of the kids that were in your family? You said you had 11, your parents had 11 children?
Yeah.
Can you remember all their names?
Whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't ever tell them. Sometimes they'll call out here, which that's all right. They'll get information, you know, and they'll say, you got any dash hounds? I said, that's that Winnie dog, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Well, I'll be out there sometime. Get out there, I'll be out there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You got three or four out there, and they'll come there to you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were the names of all the kids in your family?
All of my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the oldest one lived right up there 9 years. Had to put him home where that office is. Named Robert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The doctor